My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Two factoids out of the jobs report. It's not the number, 142,000 jobs up. What does it mean? Economy, not as much as they want it. Full-time jobs down 438,000. Part-time jobs up 527,000. That's a pretty good number that gets at Bidenomics. This may come up during the debate. Here's the other number, though, that sadly has been something you have to watch each time. Jobs for native-born Americans over the last year with this jobs report. Down 1.3 million. Jobs for foreign-born workers, legal or illegal, up 2 million. Now, I'm not saying that I know that Trump is going to play with this going into the big debate. The idea that these job reports indicate that it's not America first. There's a lot of that going on here. We're seeing a bit of a downturn. The Fed is going to cut interest rates. That's a good thing, sometime in September, by a quarter point or a half point. And boy, the markets go wild over that quarter point. So we have that going on. One bit of family business, Dan, and be ready for this one.
All right.
Yeah. We saw the last time in 2020, Big Mouth Lindsey Graham out there talking about a 15-week ban on abortion.
I didn't ask for this.
Tucker Carlson is a very smart guy. Tucker Carlson, I've interviewed him. It was very generous in the interview, but I have to take him to task here. If we're going to win, don't send me email. Oh, you can't talk about Tucker Carlson. He's put J.D. Vance in a bad position. J.D.'s about ready to do a thing with him. And he says, I'm not going to give in to cancel culture. Now, I wasn't going to talk about this until it interceded with J.D. Vance. This week, he had on this nutbag, and I would say it's a fair statement, hater. You saw it?
I like the usage of the word.
Yeah, well.
I think it's appropriate.
Yeah, can't you bring on somebody you differ with, Dom? I'm going to tell you what he differed with and why you can't do that and you can't do it now. And he called him...
Is he tanning his lower region?
The best and most popular historian out there. And this guy went on for an hour. And this is sacred ground to me because I've debated David Duke on this day, and we had him on the show a couple times. I've debated other people on this over the years. He had this guy on who said, we got it all wrong about the Holocaust. Winston Churchill, who to me was the greatest person of that century. He was the essential man who stopped the Nazis. He provoked World War II. Germans didn't know what to do with all these prisoners that they have, meaning the concentration camps and Jewish people. So now Vance is under fire today. How can he still go forward and do this with Tucker Carlson? So, you know, if you really want to win, put this nutbag on. If you really want to get an audience that way, put him on at some other point. No, you don't put people on denying the Holocaust. How many times do you have to prove something? Well, that's cancel culture. So J.D. Vance has had to say, look, I differ with this, et cetera, but I'm not going to cancel Tucker Carlson. Okay, that's making the best of a bad situation. But you know what's going to happen. We're going to go through this period of time, and then when he does the Carlson interview, they'll pounce. I mean, Tucker Carlson's got to be more sensitive to this, that it's about winning, not giving them ammo here. You put J.D. Vance in a bad situation. I don't know if it'll come up during the interview or not. So no, you're not going around with hateful Holocaust deniers. That's what this guy is. And attacking Winston Churchill as the person who was putting Hitler in a bad spot. Can you imagine? What in the world's going on here? If you want to win, I'm kind of reacting to a guy, Dan, who sent me a note. He didn't like it yesterday that I was talking to somebody from the Trump campaign, the former head of the CEO of the fast food restaurants, that I don't know about this Trump tariff policy. Now, the guy we had on explained it in context of how it would go down. I think Trump's got to be ready for that in the debate to explain to people how targeted this would be. That's what his challenge is going to be. That makes sense. Now, we want to win, not just say, what about Harris constantly? Yeah. All true. We'll do that 95% of the time. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T. Can you imagine this jobs report, though? A plus of 2 million over this last year for those foreign-born, either legal or illegal. All right, that's where we are. Now, J.D. Vance is also under fire because the media on the Georgia shooting, a couple things in the Georgia shooting, then I'll play you what Vance said versus what the media is saying he said and what the Harris campaign is saying he said. This father in Georgia, you can be as protective of the Second Amendment as you want. Georgia is right to charge this suspect's father with second-degree murder. Because this guy has the son interviewed by the incompetent FBI last year. Obviously, it appears now, online threats, etc. And what does he give him for Christmas? His own weapon for Christmas. So are we better off that we start charging these parents? I remember in the Michigan case, I had people calling me, they were nuts. How dare you charge the parents in this? No, we see the root causes with this kid. It was obvious what was going on with him. The FBI said he was on their radar screen, but then the father buys him this rifle for Christmas. No way. They're right to charge him. I think he should be eligible for the death penalty. Apparently he's not. You have four people dead, nine others seriously injured. The father should be charged.
It was like 160, 180 years the guy's facing. Like, why not give the guy the death penalty?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, the father is the key thing where you have people saying, well, that doesn't seem right. Two things. Ray Dininger will be here. Eagles kick off tonight, sort of in Colombia.
Brazil.
Yeah, that's right. I'm thinking of our side question.
That's,
here. That's
different,
right. Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of, I was going to say cocaine is what I associate with South America.
Yeah,
that's why it was, that was a winning answer. Okay, so two things from last night's game. As predicted, but they didn't even put her in the same box, Dan. Mahomes' wife was exiled to another box last night, all because it's Brittany Mahomes, right? Brittany Mahomes supports Trump, and it was obvious we had this stir on Twitter this week. I mean, Mahomes is the biggest athlete in the world, or in the top five in the world at this point, without a doubt. How do you exile his wife to another part of the stadium when you're playing in Kansas City? She now can't sit with you-know-who. I mean, it was pretty bleak. I guess if they put her in the same box, they would interact. Can't have that now. Why is Brittany Mahomes in Siberia now? Was it the Swift people? It was probably the Swift people, I guess. I don't know who else would do it. And the only other thing last night, seriously, playing the so-called Black National Anthem at the beginning of the NFL season. Now, baseball doesn't do that. They don't have as many black players. The NBA, to my knowledge, does not play the Black National Anthem at the beginning, the opening game of the NBA season. So why in the world does the NFL still divide? That's divisive. We don't have two national anthems. We're all Americans. We're one group. There's no reason to play the Black National Anthem. If you want to play it on your own, you want to do something else, it's America. Certainly you can do that. But there is no reason to play that at the beginning of the NFL season. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push pound 1210. Here's what J.D. Vance said about the shooting. He didn't say, yeah, thoughts and prayers, it's a fact of life. J.D. Vance didn't go anywhere near that. Listen exactly to what he said, how the media wasted a cycle along with Kamala Harris getting out there. He's callous. He doesn't care about school shootings. Here was J.D. Vance's reaction.
First of all, what happened in Georgia is just an awful tragedy. And I know we've got a lot of parents and a lot of grandparents in this room. I mean, I cannot imagine, you know, little kids so excited to go back to school. God love them. And they're at their first week back from the summer. And an absolute barbarian decides to open fire and take their lives and also a couple teachers. We got to think about these people. If you're the praying type, and I know I am, we got to hold them up in prayer. We got to be hoping for the best for this incredible community, because no parent should have to deal with this. No child should have to deal with this. And yes, after holding these folks up in prayer and giving them our sympathies, because that's what people deserve in a time of tragedy, then we have to think about how to make this less common. Now, look, the Kamala Harris answer to this is to take law-abiding American citizens' guns away from them. That is what Kamala Harris wants to do. But we have to ask ourselves, we actually have been able to run an experiment on this, because you've got some states with very strict gun laws, and you've got some states that don't have strict gun laws at all. And the states with strict gun laws, they have a lot of school shootings. And the states without strict gun laws, some of them have school shootings too. So clearly strict gun laws is not the thing that is going to solve this problem. What is going to solve this problem, and I really do believe this, is look, I don't like this. I don't like to admit this. I don't like that this is a fact of life. But if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. And we have got to bolster security at our schools so that a person who walks through the front door...
All right, that's it exactly. I like that he said the word psycho, too. I'm so, you can't say that word. I'm sick and tired of him. I'm sick and tired of this kid. I'm sick and tired of his parent and or parents here, too. They're all complicit in this. It's all that, without a doubt. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound 1210. We'll get you on board. Hey, an update. I'll give you some more details coming up. We have Don Trump Jr., and I'll give you that there's a huge discount out there now at 1210WPHT.com. It's coming up this Thursday. It's going to be a spectacular night, particularly post-debate, J.D. Vance, the whole thing going on. The pollsters can't, you still have some reluctance to say, oh, I'm voting for Trump, that kind of thing. It's harder to get his vote. In the last two elections, that has happened. And he says, if Trump even is under polling by a half point, let alone a point, he's going to win pretty easily the Electoral College. It'll be relatively close, but not razor thin. And I think with a decent debate, That's where this is headed. Now, there will be October surprises, and it won't be that much of a surprise. The judge in the case involving January 6th, the case out of Washington, the one you have to fear in front of a Washington, D.C. jury, is not going to have the trial start before the election. But here's the backdoor thing. Jack Smith, this guy doesn't give up, as you can expect. And this is just wrong in the context of a presidential race. She has accelerated the arguments around the Supreme Court and immunity and whether Trump had immunity for most of these actions vis-a-vis January 6th and everything else. So here's what they're hoping. They're hoping to get some news cycles where Jack Smith, in the in presenting his case around immunity and Trump in January 6th, comes up with some startling pieces of evidence that he enters that indicate Trump was even more complicit on paper for January 6th. So this is like the next step in the chorus of how they're trying to determine to brand Trump as a felon. Be expecting that in late September, early October. Now, we're hearing today, I don't know if it will happen, that Judge Marchand might give his ruling on immunity and the Bragg case, hush money case coming out of New York. He might speak on that or issue a statement on that. We'll bring that to you right away because that's critical as far as the sentencing part that happens on the 16th. Hard to say what this guy's going to say. We know how in the tank he is. But watch for this. An October surprise that's in front of us already is what we're hearing. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Dan, this is cut 7. I like these people in Georgia. I think they've acted quickly. The investigation is a good one in the school shooting. They're charging the kid as an adult. That's right. I give him the death penalty if convicted. I'm tired of hearing any. He's only 14. He knew enough to murder people in cold blood. But they also charged the father. Here's what they said about charging the father.
In coordination with the district attorney, with District Attorney Brad Smith, the GBI has arrested Colin Gray, age 54, in connection to the shooting here at Appalachia High School. Colin is Colt Gray's father that was arrested yesterday. He is charged with the following: 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children. Mr. Gray, these charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son, Colt, to possess a weapon.
All right, there you go. I'm glad to see this stuff. I'm glad to see sending a message now. I thought there was going to be an argument. Well, they had hunting guns around and they didn't lock them up or something. No, this maniac gives this kid a rifle for Christmas. Do you feel that this is an attack by these Georgia cops who seem pretty conservative to me on the Second Amendment? No, they're sending a message. They're actually taking action here. And the school resource officer was able to stop more people from being killed. J.D. Vance went into that beautifully. He said, the first thing you say is thoughts and prayers. That's appropriate. People are hurting. And then you talk about how we're going to prevent more of this. He did that beautifully. What does the AP say? He said, this is a fact of life. Live with it, essentially. Wow. Even for a bias in the media, it's incredible to see that play out. All right, let's go to Catherine in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Catherine, good afternoon. What do you have today?
I have the song that Frank Sinatra Sr. used to sing. They got a lot of coffee in Brazil.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
That's right. That's nice. Yes, I like that. It's a song. It's a coffee.
And Frank Sinatra Sr. sang it. They got a lot of coffee in Brazil.
Thank you very much, Catherine. We appreciate it. It's all in the call. Billions, coffee beans, by the billions. Imagine singing that song today. They got a lot of coffee in Brazil and it's a hit. That's a good one, though. True.
Not much depth to those lyrics, Frankie.
Yeah. All right.
You gotta say.
855-839-1210. Apparently, the Georgia school shooter had this obsession with the Parkland massacre. I mean, don't the parents see stuff like that? Of course they did. Inexcusable. I think Georgia, these cops, that town, the DA, they're acting spot on in this. And J.D. Vance was also spot on. Coming up, we're going to talk with Ray Dittinger. Dan, where do you think the Eagles rank? I was kind of surprised at this in the valuation. By that, I mean valuation of how much your team is worth. Of course, the Dallas Cowboys, one valuation I saw is about $11 billion.
Wow. They suck.
The LA team is worth about $8 billion. Surprisingly, in third place, New England Patriots, 7.98.
So I thought the dynasty that they had, though, for years.
Yeah, but it's not a big, still, they're third. Where do you think the Eagles are?
Lucky number 13,
All right. I thought they were higher than this. They're only number 9.
Really?
But the valuation, because Jeffrey Lurie apparently is selling minority share, is $7 billion.
So I should be clear. I would expect them to be a top 5 team, but because you were asking me, I figured there was some angle to it. That's why I went with 13. But 9 is like, wow.
The Giants are 4th, 7.85.
They're regularly in the Super Bowl. I feel the TV deals. It seems that Eagles are on national TV more than any other team right now.
Yeah.
You would think that the valuation skyrocketed because of that.
The lowest, 32nd place, your Cincinnati Bengals, 5.25
Really?
Yeah, $5.25 billion. They are in 32nd place.
Where are the Jaguars?
They're down there. No, they're up there farther than you
really?
Think.
Really? Wow.
They're 24, $6 billion.
And final one, how about the Commanders after Dan Snyder ran them into the ground?
Yeah, you would think, but they're in Washington, see? So that's got some... they're worth $6.25 billion.
Is that more than the Eagles?
No.
Okay.
The Eagles are 7.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it gives you an idea of how big this is, how crazed it is. So I saw people on Twitter saying boycott the NFL. They didn't like the Black National Anthem.
Ugh.
The one time that the NFL was on the ropes a bit was when all the kneeling went on in the beginning. They took a hit. There was no doubt. But they recovered very quickly. Why? People want this. They want it. You don't get valuations like that of $7 billion. And Jeffrey Lurie paid $185 million.
Ooh.
Now it's worth $7 billion. That was 1994. 30 years, but still. That is an incredible investment. Plus, we might do a side question on that on someday. Something you wish you could own. Owning a sports team.
Oh, could you imagine?
Has to be.
Oh, there's no way that you're not going to be the owner that has his meddling in every decision.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Look, I say I don't want owners meddling, but I think,
100%.
I would tell you this. If it were basketball, I would be meddling. Some guy comes to me and says, Ben Simmons, he's the talent of a generation. Fired. Get Borowski in here. Who's next, Dan?
I have audio of it, Dom.
Get him out.
There
get
you
him out of here.
If it's basketball, I'm going to be meddling. Now, football, I wouldn't. I'd get Ray Dittinger as the general manager since he's not doing that now.
Would he ever consider a front office position? The guy deserves
it. Yeah. Well, ask him about it. At least an advisor.
Got a mind like nobody else in the world of football.
He does the eye test. He's not going to just do analytics. But look at the ceiling on this guy. Ray Dittinger's going to say, yeah, but can he block somebody? Can he tackle somebody? Look at the ceiling. It's always the ceiling.
Has Ray ever been wrong about a player? I can't think of
it. I'm going to ask him if he's ever been wrong and said, no, this guy sucks. He wouldn't say that. Don't draft him. He's next to get the season off with a start. Hope to talk with him a lot during football season. Get in on the side question. The great Ray Dittinger next on Talk Radio 1210.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. The following is a paid commercial message.
Bob Casey is lying to seniors. Listen to this whopper.
We're lowering prescription drug costs.
Lowering prescription drug costs? Not even close. Prices for medications are soaring. Casey's had nearly 2 decades in Washington. He hasn't fixed it. He's made it worse. Casey even voted for higher taxes on seniors' Social Security benefits. That's right. Casey pushed higher taxes on seniors. Casey also voted for a bill that could raise out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors. Seniors are already struggling with sky-high prices. But instead of helping, Bob Casey is trying to fool seniors and hide his failed record. Casey has had nearly 20 years in Washington. What's he given us? Higher costs and higher taxes. That's the real Bob Casey. He's wrong for Pennsylvania. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SenateLeadershipFund.org.
Tonight, 7:10 Phillies Marlins game can be heard on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Phillies are on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT tonight.
Weather sponsored by Morgan & Morgan.
A more humid air mass returns to the Delaware Valley today. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy with a high temperature again around 80 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low 66. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy skies, a few showers possible, especially in the afternoon, with a high 78.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For over 35 years, we've grown by offering our clients more offices, more lawyers, and recovering more than $20 billion. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, broadcasting from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter.
All right, Don Giordano Show. Just a little tease. We'll be breaking this down. You have to. Josh Shapiro was on The View today.
Oh.
We got some stuff there. He praised Trump as a no-holds-barred lying debater, but we'll get to all that. But first, you heard some of those evaluations of NFL teams. Even the 32nd ranked, small market, Cincinnati, 5.25 billion. It's almost hard to believe, is it not? And they're in Brazil. That's hard to believe. Let's go to the most reliable source for the last, well, can't even chart it, number of years when it comes to NFL football. The great Ray Didinger. Ray, welcome back. Thanks for joining us as always. Wouldn't be the start of a season without you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's always fun to talk to you and Dan, especially on the eve of the NFL season, which... I never thought I'd be saying this. The Eagles season kicking off tonight in Brazil.
And a Friday night game. Yeah.
A Friday night in Brazil. What a strange way to start the NFL season. But that's what the Eagles have tonight. But, yeah, I'm looking forward not necessarily to the Brazil part of it, but I'm looking forward to the season. I think the Eagles have a lot of digging out to do from the way last year finished. But I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
Well, it seems to be the nub of it, and I saw the controversy down the hall this week, Ray, around the blitz. Could Hurts read the blitz? Well, his growth was stunted because of Jason Kelce. I mean, it's hard to believe the soap opera of this. Is that the core of what happened, other than how bad the defense was last year, do you think?
Oh, well, yeah, the two really do go hand in hand. I mean, Hurts absolutely struggled last year. I mean, there's no way of getting around that. I mean, from where he was the year before, I mean, last year he regressed in significant ways. And what happened over the last month and a half of the season, it wasn't entirely his fault, but it was, there are a lot of blame there for him. But the defense was just terrible. Honestly, I mean, I don't think this is a pretty sweeping statement, but I'm not afraid to make it after having watched the film. There is not a team in the NFL that played worse defense than the Eagles did the last 7 weeks of the season. And I'm including all of them. I'm including the real bottom feeders. There wasn't any team in the league that was playing worse defense than the Eagles were by the end of that season. And you saw it week after week. I mean, losing down the stretch in big games, meaningful games, to Arizona and the Giants. I mean, two pathetic teams like that.
Yeah.
I mean, when the division is at stake, I mean, postseason seeding is at stake, those weren't throwaway games. Those were games you needed, and you couldn't beat those teams. That's how bad things were by the end of last year. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I think it's very important that this team get off to a good start this year. You know, if they stumble out of the gate, then all the conversation about what happened at the end of last year is going to come back. You gotta bury those ghosts and bury them quick, and you start doing that tonight.
Right, what do you have? I have them 12-5 during the regular season, something like that. What do you have?
That's right about where I am. I would say 11 or 12. I think that's just about right. I feel pretty confident in saying I think they're going to win the division. The division kind of is what it's been for a long time. I mean, Washington is, and the Giants are not a factor. Dallas has a lot of talent, but they always seem to find a way to screw it up. To me, it's the Eagles' division to lose, really, and they've got. You know, they got a lot of talent on this team. They've, you know, some significant losses. I mean, you don't lose two players like Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox and don't feel it. I mean, that's significant. But they're really, really a good team. And I really think the guy, and you may see it starting tonight, is what an impact I think Saquon Barkley is going to have on this team. I think he's going to be, it's amazing to me that more people haven't talked about that, or that hasn't been more of a topic of conversation. Everybody's been so fixated on the quarterback, which I understand it. That's the way of pro football. But I'm a little bit surprised that more people haven't shown some excitement about Saquon Barkley's arrival, because I think he's going to be a big, big impact player, and I think you're going to see it starting tonight.
Yeah, Green Bay, hint, hint, is pretty bad against the run, Ray. So, yeah, if we don't see it tonight, that'll be a pretty strange thing. Are you in the camp? I am, and I'm not the football expert at all, but on paper, just eye test and their body of work, the two new coordinators will be a big upgrade from last year.
Yes. Yes, I think that's safe to say. And listen, it wouldn't have to be real hard to improve on what you had there last year. But yeah, I think that I think Kellen Moore on offense and Vic Fangio on defense will be a big improvement over where you were last year, which had to be done. I mean, it absolutely had to be done. But you know, Vic Fangio is a guy that I have known since, I mean, when he was an assistant coach under Jim Mora with the Philadelphia Stars back in the 80s. I mean, that was when I first met him. And he's been coaching pro football now ever since, and has been moved around a lot, as coaches tend to do. But everywhere he's been, his defenses have played well. And his philosophy of defense and his approach and his schemes have been copied by a lot of coaches. I mean, whole generations of coaches have borrowed from the Vic Fangio playbook, and now you got the original here this year. So that can only make you better. And I also think, and this is also part of the equation too, is, you know, a coach can really only be as good as his players allow him to be. And last year, the Eagles' defense was really short on players. I mean, some of the guys they were running out there just weren't very good. And I think they have significantly upgraded the defense with, bringing back C.J. Gardner-Johnson after being away for 1 year is really going to help. I mean, he was a good player for them 2 years ago. They bring him back, and the two young defensive backs that they drafted, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, on my draft board were the two best defensive backs in the entire draft, and the Eagles got both of them. So Mitchell's going to start and play a lot tonight. Cooper DeJean was set back. He had a hamstring pull that slowed him down, and he didn't get a whole lot of work in the preseason. And so I think they're going to ease him in a little bit. You'll probably see him a little bit tonight. I don't know how much you're going to see him in the defense, but I think as the season goes on, you're going to see him more and more. And I think by midseason, you're going to see Mitchell and DeJean will be on there as part of your base defense, and they're going to be a big, big upgrade over what you had last year.
We got a lot of Ray Dininger sightings we're going to be seeing. You're going to be at the Lovett Library over at 6945 Germantown Avenue. I believe that's Germantown in Sedgwick. I've spoken there. It's in the neighborhood. Thursday, September 12th at 2 p.m. And just a delight. The greatest moments in Philly sports history with Glenn Macnow and Joe Conklin at the Ardmore Music Hall, which is a great site. That's on the 17th of September.
Yeah, it's really, we started off, the original date was September 18th, and the show sold out so quickly that they said, well, do you want to do a second show? And we said, sure. So they put up a second show, so that will be September 17th, the night before. And that is, they still have a few tickets left for that one. A few, not a lot, but they got a few tickets left for that. And that is going to be fun. I mean, it's going to be, hey, listen, it's the ultimate highlight film show. I mean, that's basically what it is. We're going to talk about what we consider, well, there might be some people that'll disagree, but we're going to pick what we consider to be the 10 greatest moments in Philadelphia sports history, show them, talk about them, and relive a lot of those wonderful highlights. It's it's the first time that Glenn and I have put this together to try to do this, so it's going to be a little different for us. And we're bringing Joe Conklin along with all of his many voices to supply the soundtrack. So I think it's going to be a real fun night.
Well, I don't know if I should say the third one, Dan, because I'm under orders. I forgot about it, but to get the tickets, this is a big Christmas present. The People's Light Theater in Malvern will be hosting in January, Tommy and Me.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be the seventh different theater. this is going to be, Donna's going to be the seventh different theater that we've brought Tommy and Me to. We debuted the play in 2016, and here we are, 2024, and we're still doing it. And, you know, People's Light, which is a beautiful theater, a lovely place out in Malvern, they have been in touch with us over the years, and they wanted to bring Tommy and Me there before, but it just didn't work out timing-wise. It just didn't, we couldn't get our schedules to work. But now we finally did. And it's going to be fun because we've never done the show that time of the year. We've never done the show like in the real meat of the football season. We've always done it in the spring and the summer running into the football season, but we've never done it in season. So if things play out the way I kind of think they're going to play out, and in January the Eagles are in the playoffs and everybody's super excited about where the Eagles are going and maybe could they go back to the Super Bowl, what a wonderful time to bring Tommy and Me back onto the stage when you're feeding into all that Eagles excitement. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be pretty much the whole month of January. We're going to do 21 performances. I think we start January the 7th. And you're right. It's an opportunity for, if you're looking for a Christmas present, what better Christmas present than, you know, buy your grandfather, your dad, your brother, your uncle, whomever, buy them tickets for Tommy and Me.
Great stuff, Ray. Thank you so much. Wouldn't be the kickoff without, speaking of the kickoff, I didn't see much difference last night, but I was in and out. Tonight we're going to see this latest formation of the kickoff. What difference will we see tonight?
You know, I don't know. I mean, last night there was very little of it. I mean, last night it was pretty much the same. They were just kicking it into the end zone and it was going for a touchback. And they're walking the ball out to the 30-yard line. It wasn't all that different than what we saw last year, which is what they were trying to get away from. I guess different teams will have different approaches. I'm kind of curious to see what the Eagles' approach is going to be. But... you know, and anything can get the kickoff back into football, I'm in favor of it. You know, I mean, last year was so anticlimactic. You'd line up, you kick the ball out of the end zone, then you'd stop. There'd be like 5 minutes of commercials. Then you finally snap the ball again. You know, to try anything can bring live action back to the game, I'm in favor of it. So last night it didn't seem to be any kind of a factor. We'll see how the Eagles and the Packers approach it tonight.
Good stuff, Ray. Thank you, as always.
All right, my pleasure. Take care, Don.
All right, Ray Dininger to kick off the year. You can't do better than that. And hopefully get him on periodically through football season. All right, phone lines, you got the side question, 855-839-1210. You get on board. By the way, is it pronounced Locials? I think it's Locials. Bakery out there in the suburbs. Annually, they do this. Our buddy Megan Brock had it on her Twitter. It may even be more now. People were asking me, where is it? Just L-O-C-H-E-L-S. Dan, they want to go and stuff the ballot box because they put out the Trump cookie and the Harris cookie. And as of yesterday, the Trump cookie was 2,673. The Harris cookie was only 291.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't think it's in a red area necessarily.
Mm.
L-O-C-H-E-L-S. Josh Shapiro was on The View today. Oh, God. Insufferable beyond belief. Saying, yeah, Trump's a good counterpuncher. Lying is what he does the most to get out of every situation. No, what Trump is skillful at is, yeah, okay, we have it. Here's Josh Shapiro. I'm not sure who asked him it, Whoopi or one of the gals. Here's what he said about the big debate.
Governor, Kamala Harris is running a very different campaign than she did when she ran in the 2020 cycle. She's moving to the center on a number of issues. She's walked back previously held positions like calling for banning fracking. She's gearing up to do this must-watch debate with former President Trump on Tuesday. Do you think it's a strategic mistake that she hasn't explained some of these positions she's changed on more ahead of the debate? Is because she's obviously going to get challenged on some of these on a debate stage.
Well, first, look, I think it's a sign of strength when you evolve on a position.
I agree.
Clearly, Kamala Harris has been listening to good
stop
people
the tape,
in Pennsylvania
Dan,
when
please.
It comes to natural
gas. Okay. You know, can we stop with the preambles? I'm sorry, Dan, I know you're doing something, but it's, man, you know, evolving on the issue. Nobody's talking about that. They ask you a very direct question here, not about evolving on an issue, about proving that you've evolved, that there's a rationale here. Why? What is it from the severity to the other? All right, please continue.
Listening to good people of Pennsylvania when it comes to natural gas, when it comes to energy, and the fact that we're producing more energy in this nation today than ever before, which strengthens our national security, strengthens our economy, and Pennsylvania is a huge part of that. She understands that. She has listened, and I think that's important. Look, I've changed my views on things.
Mm-hmm.
I ran in support of the death penalty, and after being attorney general, top prosecutor in Pennsylvania, I changed my views on that when I finally really understood some of the challenges in our system.
Yeah.
I think that's a sign of strength.
Yeah.
As for the debate, listen, as much as we want to criticize Donald Trump, he's a liar, he's all these things, I think you said it before, people know Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He is a skilled debater. He is a guy who's willing to say anything at any time just to get through a question. And he's a showman. He's been on TV before.
Yeah.
So don't underestimate Donald Trump. Now, I've known Kamala Harris 20 years. She is tough as nails.
Mm-hmm.
She's a prosecutor. She'll be prepared, as was said before. She'll be ready to go. But this is going to be a tough debate. Now, I will also note she is practicing for this debate or meeting with her team in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So she may drop a yinz during the debate. we'll see.
How long were they sitting on that line? Would it be in Philly? It's going to say yous. This guy is insufferable. Hey, Dan, I didn't think it was the system. I thought it was his son that changed him on capital punishment. Am I wrong about that? I don't think so.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.